Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible. And we have on the phone with us today the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, Chris Cope. She is joined today by Mrs. Maddie Biermeier, who is the Program Coordinator at Hastings Family Service. And welcome to both of you. But first of all, Maddie, I knew you as Maddie Miller, and so what's going on here?
I know, I got married last
weekend. We're going to do this. Congratulations to
you. It's going to take some getting used to.
It's really sweet. And before we went on the air, you and Chris were telling me that you have Hastings Family Service to thank.
Yeah, so my now husband, actually, we met here because he came for a meeting. We had a meeting about one of our Christmas programs. And so he came for that, and that's where we met, right here in Hastings Family Service Building.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Matt's making a new service we're now providing.
Big deal. Yep.
Who knew? Some of your other services were paused, but not matchmaking.
Right.
Nope. Matchmaking.
Nope. Well, Chris, let's give an overview of where we stand. We're talking in the month of June, and
yeah.
I know that one of the things that's coming up is a golf tournament that you wanted to tell us about. And then also, I just want to hear where some of your programs stand overall.
Sure. Well, yeah, we're really excited for our first ever first annual Hastings Family Service Drive Out Hunger Golf Tournament, and it's going to be happening on June 14th at the Hastings Golf Club. And we have been just so overwhelmed by the support. Right now, the foursomes are all full, so we actually don't even have room for anybody else. And we're just so, you know, honored because we've had some wonderful businesses step up and partner with us as sponsors. And so we have a shout out to our lead sponsors, Merchants Bank and Farmers Insurance, the James Allen Agency, and Smead Manufacturing, who is the tournament sponsors. Katie Lindbergh is the dinner sponsor. And we still have some whole sponsors available, but I think we have 11 of those too. And so it's just really been fun, something we've never done before. We decided to do this to celebrate our 50th anniversary, which, unfortunately, the 50th anniversary celebration kind of didn't happen due to the pandemic. So we decided to give it a try again this year. And Nicole up at the golf club has just been so helpful and helping us know how to do this and learn how to do this. We have a great committee of volunteers. And so just if you're interested in learning about being a whole sponsor or anything else, you can contact Kelly Carter at HastingsFamilyService.org or at 437-7134.
Love that. So the event, again, is going to be
Monday, June 14th.
I love it. It's coming right up, Chris. That'll be very, very fun. And how awesome that your foursomes are already full.
Yeah, you know, we just didn't know what to expect. Again, a first time event for us. And so it's been great. And I think people are ready to get out now, too. And that's, golf is something that you can still do safely and be outdoors and enjoy. And yeah, so it's going to be a fun day. I get to be a hole-in-one judge, and I'll be grilling some hot dogs for folks when they arrive, and there might be a hot dog costume involved. We haven't decided yet.
Dear.
It depends on how warm it's going to be. So stay tuned.
Maddie, what are we going to do with her?
She loves that costume. I don't know.
The pandemic kind of put a little... Not as enthusiastic about costumes as I used to be. I need to get back at it.
So that is going to be happening the 14th. Chris, where do you stand right now with your programs?
Well, we're really excited, as we said, as the vaccinations continue to increase in our community and in our county. We are planning a phased-in approach of reopening all of our programs that have either been suspended or been operating a little differently. And we are going to be starting our Just Friends program here at the end of June, which is very exciting, and I'll let Maddie kind of get into that. But in addition, on July 6th, the Tuesday after the 4th, our Rivertown Treasures is officially opening. And so, stay tuned to our website to learn as things continue to open. And obviously the ultimate goal is to open up our back of our building where the food shelf operates. We're still obviously operating the food shelf. It's just that the only way to get food right now is through the drive-through or delivery. And so stay tuned. We'll continue to work on opening that program as well. But I'll let Maddie tell you a little bit about what's happening with Just Friends.
Would love to hear.
Yeah, so after over a year of having Just Friends put on hold because of the pandemic, we are planning on opening back up again starting on Monday, June 21st. People can start calling in for ride requests. And I don't know if how familiar people are with the program, but it's a volunteer driver program, and it takes people to medical appointments. So they would pick you up at your house, take you to your medical appointment, and then bring you back home again after. So we're planning on opening that back up on the 21st. And then the week of the 28th is when we'll start actually doing the drives again. So you just have to call Wednesday of the week before for your request. And then we're just, you know, we're not 100% sure what the demand will be yet. It's kind of unknown. So we're hoping to, you know, fill most of the rides, but we'll kind of see as it comes, I guess, how high the demand is.
I'd like to just clarify. Yeah. Maddie had mentioned you have to call on Wednesday. You actually have to call by Wednesday, the Wednesday of the week before.
Correct.
So you can call. We're starting to accept calls on Monday the 21st. And so if you needed a ride the week after that, you could call the 21st, the 22nd, or the 23rd. And by the end of the day on the 23rd, then Maddie will be hard at work with her team of volunteers trying to find a match for the ride requests that came in for that following week. And so the cutoff date is always Wednesday, but you can call any day.
And so if people are listening and they maybe have just recently had a cancer diagnosis or something, this is something that you could help them get back and forth to their treatments no matter where it is?
Right, yeah. So as long as the ride starts in Hastings, so they have to live in Hastings. Otherwise, we go anywhere outside of Hastings. We'll take people up to Rochester. Woodbury's a big one, just as long as it starts in Hastings. And we actually are planning on accepting also for vaccine appointments, which we've never done before. So if you know of a vaccine appointment enough in advance, we can put you down for that request as well.
And is there an age limit or restriction or minimum, or how does that work?
There is not, no. So we don't have an age limit. Obviously, you know, if you're under 18, we prefer you have, we want you to be with an adult. But we don't have an age limit, no.
So this program is volunteer-driven, of course. Talk about the volunteers that you might need. What would their qualifications be, please?
Yeah, so we are accepting volunteer applications again for this. And our main thing is obviously you have to have a driver's license. You do use your own vehicle, so you would have to have a vehicle you'd be able to use with obviously up-to-date insurance and everything. But other than that, you know, as long as you have your license and valid insurance and a vehicle, then you are eligible to apply.
We also do a Bureau of Criminal Apprehension background check as well. And so those are all part of the pre-application screening.
And that's something that you're continuing to look for volunteers?
We are, yeah. Yep. I think, you know, we haven't been up until now, but especially now just because we don't know what the demand will be. So I think, you know, the more we have, the merrier.
It certainly is a wonderful service and one that I'm sure people have missed. And so I hope that people start taking advantage of it again. And if there's somebody that could maybe give of their time, that would be great as well. What would the time commitment be for a volunteer, please?
Well, that's the great thing about this program is it's very flexible. So each week I send out all of the ride requests for the week after. And you can just pick up whichever ones you want. So, I mean, it's different each week. You know, if you see that there's a 11:30 at Alina that goes for an hour and you can, you know, do that one over your lunch break or you're able to pick that up. If there's none for that week, you can pick up, you know, you don't have to pick up any. So it's really flexible. And each week you just pick up whatever ones that you think you'll be able to do for the week after.
Yep. And Maddie uses sign up. And so basically Maddie sends out a link to the to the sign up, and volunteers can go into it whenever it works for them and see if there's any open rides that fit into their schedule.
Right.
If they don't fit, then they just don't select any. But if they fit into their schedule, and, you know, this is even something that works well for someone who's working or working at home, or like we have a realtor in town who does a lot of drives for us, and, you know, it works perfect for him because he kind of knows, you know, he's just not going to do a showing at 11 o'clock on Tuesday because he's picked up a drive, you know. And so, it really is kind of a nice, flexible program. And all of those volunteers just talk about the wonderful people they get to meet and the stories that they hear about. And, you know, just they really feel like what they're doing is really a great resource for a lot of people who don't have the capacity to drive out of town, or someone who doesn't drive at all.
And I have a lot of drivers who love it too, because a lot of people will go do groceries while they're waiting, you know, at their appointment. They can kind of leave for an hour and go do some errands and come back and pick them up. So it's probably one of our most flexible volunteer opportunities, I would say.
So that is something that, again, we could go on your website and sign up there.
Yep, you can go online and go on our website and apply right there.
Yeah, the big thing that is, you know, we're not sure is we don't have 100% return rate for the volunteers who were volunteering pre-pandemic, correct, Maddie?
Mm-hmm. Right. I sent out a survey and I kind of tried to gauge everybody's comfort level. So, yeah, we're not 100% sure how many we'll have. But I do have a lot that are interested in returning, so...
Hopefully we'll be able to meet the demand, but, you know, as always is the case, you know, our success rate and our ability to pick up the ride and actually be successful on making it happen is very high. We're just, initially, we're not sure, you know, that we never can guarantee that the ride will be picked up. Just a matter of if a driver, and Maddie will make some phone calls and try and twist some arms once in a while.
And that's part of the reason, too. You know, we used to do medical, and then we would also accept requests for county appointments and grocery store pickups or grocery store rides. But just because we don't know yet, we are just sticking with the medical requests right now until we kind of know for sure we can open it up to more. So that's part of the reason we're just sticking with medical requests right now.
Maddie, what was the biggest challenge the last year for you?
Well, with COVID, I would say for me it's been a different year just because most of my programs that I run, so I have Just Friends Transportation, I had school supplies, and then I also do our holiday program with the Adopt-A-Family. And so just kind of knowing how to do it this year, just because we're not allowing people to come in the building, obviously, during COVID. And so we had school supplies outside for pickup where we would just prepack all the backpacks and then they would just drive up and pick them up. And same with gifts, they weren't able to come in and shop. So we had to kind of have them ready to go outside for people. So yeah, just kind of improvising all of the programs has been probably the trickiest, but it all worked out in the end. So.
And Chris, there are some things that have come out of the pandemic that you might continue, right?
Definitely. It definitely has required us to operate in ways we may have never even considered. We're really excited about the opportunity to be able to offer more options for people due to the fact that we tried some things like our drive-through in the food shelf, and the drive-through even for school supplies worked okay. And so, you know, I think what we've gleaned from this is that we'll be able to offer more choices. So maybe one person might really appreciate being able to come into the market and hand select the specific produce and the specific brand names of canned goods and things like that. But there might be somebody else who maybe just isn't comfortable coming in yet, or maybe it can be a very humbling experience or something that many people just would prefer not to come in and even be seen. And so the drive-through is a much more confidential, easy, like no contact way of getting the food. And so we realize that's going to be a good solution for many people. And so we will offer both now. And so we're really excited about that.
And can you tell people that are listening how easy it really is to get food and services that you need?
Right. It is, you know, really all you need to do is pick up the phone and give us a call and tell us what kind of help you might need. We should be able to help you figure it out. So it doesn't require filling out a lot of paperwork. Once a year for the food shelf, you are required to fill out an intake form with some basic information about who's in your household and your ages and things like that. But then after that, it's basically scheduling an appointment for your food pickup or for hopefully eventually shopping in the market. So it is really, really not a lot of work, and we hope to make it, as easy as possible so you can feed your family.
Well, we sure appreciate all the wonderful programs that you have continued in spite of the world falling apart. You kept us moving forward. So thank you for all you do at Hastings Family Service. Tell us again how we can get a hold of you, and either as a volunteer or as somebody that would love to use your services.
Right. You can go to our website and you can click on volunteers, or you can click on programs and services, and you can find out all kinds of information. You can fill out an application specifically for volunteering, or you can give us a call and say, I'd like to come in and get some food, schedule a pickup, and 437-7134. Typically, we ask that you call a couple of days in advance, and we should be able to help you out.
Thank you both for your time today. Chris Cope, she's the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, and Mrs. Maddie Biermeier, she is the Program Coordinator of some wonderful programs at Hastings Family Service. So do check them out online or give them a call if you would like to help in some way or you need services. They're there for you, and they have been the last 15, 16 months. Ladies, thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.